Chapter 49. Interview with Avery Jacobs, contestant number 26, back in Medbay. Again.
I think I have it figured out. It's a curse. This show is a curse. Every time I try to leave, they bring me back. I'm like Prometheus, rolling the stupid boulder up the hill for eternity. Oh, that's Sisyphus? Well, I'm like Sisyphus, then. Though I can't understand why people would want to see that. Sadists. And every time I tell them to stop liking me, they do it even more just out of spite. See? Look over at the board. They're going crazy. And when I cry, it goes up even faster. I've tried to stop crying. I'm holding it all in now. You haven't seen me cry this whole week, have you? I'm trying to get 0 points this stage. Negative points, if that's possible. Maybe that'll offset the likes. I'm going home if it kills me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I think my skin graft is ready.
Stage 3, Day 17. I've learned so much from this show. Of course, the obvious. Physical fitness, spaceflight, terraforming, physics, chemistry, everything one of us will need to be a contributing member of the crew that goes to Mars. But what's equally fascinating is learning how television works. Like, I never really noticed how some of my favorite shows, We're Watching You, for example, have virtually nothing going on, but audiences are glued to them for the mishaps and the conflict and the gossip and, of course, the sex. And Larson appears to be following these reality show best practices. For example, in this stage, Larson put Mike Horner in Susie Q's room and Albert in Marina Della Costa's room just to see what would happen. Of course, it resulted in a lot of late-night room switching, some pretty but very loud accusations, generally a whole lot of blurred, flesh-colored areas of the TV screen, and a spike in ratings and a crapload of likes. Down the hall, on the other hand, nerd watchers had finally given up on Benji and me hooking up, which does the exact opposite for ratings. So, guess who Larson moved me into a room with? Right. I don't even have to answer. She's been cold, aloof, angry, nice, bitchy, compassionate, but mostly just pissed that stage 3 is right up my alley and not hers. And that's pretty much every night. Aurora, come on! You've got Albert on your team. He'll carry all of you. She yells from the top bunk. Shut up! Was I talking to you? You were talking and saying my name. I was talking about wanting to rip up paper into little pieces. I wasn't talking about you. That is not funny. What kind of a name is paper, anyway? Once again, I get to tell my favorite story. Aurora allows it, although she's grunting and harumphing through it, like she can't wait for it to be over so she can continue grousing about me. But then, your mom left you? Yeah. The first line of my favorite story, the story of my life, is how my mother left us. Mm-hmm. I have the same first line, but it was my father. I don't know whether to say anything. I don't. He left us when I was 2. Me and my mom, alone in New Jersey. Mostly lies since. I don't know what's true. Hey, I thought you said you had 2 sisters. And I thought you were a sustenance farmer who lived alone with her chickens. Fair. No, I was messing with your head about the sisters thing. I don't have any sisters. I always thought that would be cool, though. Singing into our hairbrushes together and talking about our favorite bands. And braid circles. What the hell is a braid circle? I hop off my bunk and tentatively motion for her to sit next to me on the floor. We don't have a third, but... And as she sits down at my knees, back facing me, I take a few little bunches of her hair and begin to fold them. Rock likes the fishtail, and Scissors likes the four-strand, and my favorite is the Forest waterfall. You can braid that thing on top of your head. It used to be very long, down past our butts, all 3 of us. Then my dad had the genius idea of cutting mine off and bleaching it for the show. He said that way I'd never get found out. Boy, that worked out. She turns to face me, undoing my work, looking grave. I'm sorry I did what I did, Paper Forest. Now it's better this way. I hated being Robin Smith. I hated being someone I'm not. I should thank you. Shirley Schneider. I squint and tilt my head like a confused dog.
That's who I really am.
Shirley Schneider. Don't laugh. You're talking to someone named Paper. Good point. Yeah. Shirley and Sally Schneider, if you can believe it, bouncing from state to state with the Air Force. She was in logistics or something. They wouldn't let her stay put. She got me a nanny that happened to be into singing, so something like 400 competitions later, we write Baby's Gone and I show up on America Sings and everybody lives happily ever after. Whoop-de-doo. I'm sorry. Nah, look at the two of us. We're here, aren't we? Best shape of our lives, well-fed, we're on an adventure, and we both have somebody somewhere that loves us. I miss them. Terribly. Yeah, Mom's not so soft and cuddly, but same. She reaches out and tugs a patch of my hair. We should really get rid of those ridiculous bleach tips, unless you're going for a pop diva look like me. No, you can have pop diva. It's all yours. I'll get the scissors. I move to rise, but she grabs my hand and pulls me back down. Wait, first, can I hug you? Nothing weird, I promise. Sure. Of course. She reaches over and embraces me, and it reminds me so much of rock and scissors. It's like a gift. It transports me home. And I ask myself how I could ever have doubted Aurora. Underneath all the flash and the snark, she's just like my sisters. We sit like that for a while, and she whispers, "This is nice." The little doubt pokes me again. Can I ask you a question, Aurora?
Sure.
Back in stage two, when you wound up with the only spacesuit, I never got to ask you. That was just a coincidence, right?
Of course. Why?
Nothing. Forget it. She pushes back, peering deep into my eyes. Would you ask your sister that?